Part 2, Chapter 27, Gateway. For many years now, mediated entertainment such as TV and film has been able to stimulate our optical and auditory senses with sights and sounds. Some forms of new media, however, even engage our senses of touch and smell. The view the wearer of some special device sees is projected on the screen behind him. Wearers become immersed in the computerized scene and use the gloves to pick up and move simulated objects. Many virtual reality games and rides now allow audiences and players to feel sensations of motion and touch. New media may also include aromas, such as Disney's Soaring Over California attraction at the California Adventure theme park, where audiences smell orange orchards and pine forests while enjoying a simulated hang gliding experience across the countryside. Makers of emerging forms of entertainment will likely continue to experiment with ways they can simulate and manipulate reality by stimulating our senses. Exercise 1. The rise of computer technologies and networking is due to collective action, similar to that of other social movements, such as the environmental movement, the anti-tobacco movement, the movement against drinking and driving, or the women's movement, for example. While each has its own particular goals, for example, clean air, elimination of smoking in public places, reduced traffic accidents and deaths from drunk driving, or equality of opportunity, they all focus on correcting some situation to which they object or changing the circumstances for a group that suffers some sort of social disadvantage. Similarly, advocates of computerization focuses on the creation of a new world order where people and organizations use state-of-the-art computing equipment and the physical limitations of time and space are overcome. Exercise 2. Strong evidence from survey research consistently shows that heavy viewers of violence on television are more likely to engage in aggressive behavior than are light viewers. Moreover, viewers of violent television express more willingness to use violence to resolve real interpersonal conflicts. However, these correlational studies simply say that television violence viewing is associated with holding favorable attitudes toward the use of violence and aggressive behavior. Such studies alone are not sufficient evidence that media violence causes aggression. Furthermore, correlational evidence does not provide evidence of the direction of the causal relationship. It might be that people inclined to act violently are more likely to watch television violence. And so, it is their predisposition toward violence that leads to viewing violent TV, and not the other way around. Exercise 3. Paradoxically, one of the biggest reasons for being optimistic about our future is that there are systemic flaws in the reported worldview. Certain types of news, for example, dramatic disasters and terrorist actions, are significantly overreported. Others, such as scientific progress and meaningful statistical surveys of the state of the world, are significantly underreported. Although this imbalance leads to major problems, such as distortion of rational public policy and a continuing irrational fear of the end of the world, it is also reason to be optimistic. Once you realize you're being misguided into believing that things are worse than they are, you can, with a little courage, step out into the sunshine. Exercise 4. It remains unfortunately true that public transportation often takes longer than driving a private automobile, particularly in regions where public transportation spending has not been made a government priority. But mass transit may be more enjoyable than many of us realize. One family I know relies almost entirely on bus service for all their transportation needs. The mom told me that she has wonderful conversations with her children while riding the bus. They talk about whether they want to, including the people and things they see along the way. She said she enjoys these conversations far more than she did when she was driving because her attention isn't split. And she has been highly encouraged by how her kids have responded to having their undivided attention.